Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code SPOTIFY for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hi diddly ho, everyone. Welcome to Super Mega Cast. What is this, episode 12?
Yes, you are correct. It is episode 12.
Wow, that is pretty crazy stuff, man. Episode 12. I didn't think we'd make it that far.
No, I thought we'd stop at 10.
And so basically, before we get into today's episode, let me just reiterate the fact that finally, after many months of me promising this, Super Mega Cast is finally on iTunes. You can go get it on the podcast app. You can go get it on iTunes on your computer. And it is also on Google Play Music for all you Android users. So now, yeah, let's get a round of applause.
Good job. Well, good job to Matt, but mainly Connor.
Yeah, our tech guy, Connor. He's the guy that really helped us out. He's a little lifesaver. But I don't think I deserve a round of applause because...
You had so long to fucking do this.
I could have put it on after like the first week of the podcast being out, and it kind of took me, not even 12 weeks, because it used to be like we would number it because, you know, the podcast would be like episode one was 1 week into the channel, episode two was 2 weeks, but then when we took the little hiatus, so this is really like 16 weeks.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, fuck. But anyway, guys, welcome to Super Mega Cast. We got some fun topics for you today. That we have definitely not planned out ahead of time.
These are the topics we had planned for this episode of the podcast. So the first topic we are going to talk about...
What's the topic, Ryan?
The topic I have written right down in front of me that I have planned for this very podcast is we are going to talk about Pokemon Go and how I think it's honestly just kind of like hitting on a little decline for me. I'm going to be honest.
I was honestly thinking the exact same thing as we were walking back from dinner tonight, and I didn't bring it up.
I haven't checked the app all day, I don't believe.
I think it's been 2 days for me.
Damn.
And honestly, I think here's the big thing about it. I think one of the big things that turned me off from Pokemon Go, before we get into the actual gameplay factors, I'm just going to say it is, you know, it's a cool game for sure, but it's such a rushed game that there's so many bugs that they still haven't fixed. That just, you know, like, if I get a cool Pokemon, like in our Area 51 video, you have no idea how frustrating it was when a Pikachu appears, and I throw the Pokeball, and then it freezes, and then I reopen the app, and it's gone, and the servers crash. I was like, I'm ready to die now. That was like the worst moment of my life.
It's also just grating because, let me put it this way. What level are you, Matt?
I'm 15 right now, okay. And I'm having a real hard time leveling up.
You're 50. Use those lucky eggs and put on a lure at the same time or a
incense.
Yeah, but so what was I gonna say
about Pokemon Go? It's grading.
Oh yeah, this is grading to me. What level are you again?
I'm 15.
I'm level 19, and your friend, who visited us for a little while, he was level what, like 9?
No. He was level 6 or 7 at the time.
6 or 7.
And
we're going down the alleyway. Right, we see a Charmeleon, dude.
Yeah, I was like, holy shit, a Charmeleon. I've never seen something like that in the game.
I have 24 Charmander candies, so this would be like, oh, I could save the candies to evolve into a Charizard.
So you don't have to waste them.
Yeah. So I'm all giddy, Matt's all giddy, his friend's all giddy. And we all get in like a little triangle and we find the Charmeleon and we start catching it. I have a bit of trouble, even though I'm using my berries or the candies or whatever they are, and throwing my great balls.
Yeah.
And I guess you're doing the
same
thing.
I'm doing the exact same thing. Yeah. I'm only using great balls.
And you're feeding it
those
berries.
I gave it berries, and he's charmed, okay?
Oh, yeah.
And you would think, you know, we're high enough level trainers. We are using, you know, not the basic Pokeballs, and we're using something to charm the Pokemon.
It's strategic playing of the game, the type of gameplay that you expected it to want you to do.
Exactly. But what happens, Ryan?
We don't catch it. It runs away on both of our accounts. But Christian, who uses no berries, he uses a regular Pokeball, manages to catch it in his what?
It was in the first three tries.
First three tries.
It was the second try. He just snags it. And he's like level 6 in the game. And I was just like, are you fucking kidding?
And that's happened to me a lot, honestly. Like, I've been around people and that type of stuff happens where I'm a higher level and I use those tactics and it seems like it's not helping
it's
at
like,
all.
And
like the people that are just starting out, it's almost like the game's allowing them to catch Pokemon to get them hooked. And then it's wasting our Pokeballs when we get a certain level, so we have to use real money to buy them.
That's a little interesting conspiracy. I didn't think of it that way.
That conspiracy is probably not correct. I don't feel like, I don't know, they're that malicious, but I do feel like something's gotta give, Matt. Just
great movie.
You and I are, I mean, come on, that's strategic gameplay, the most strategic gameplay you could at least do in this type of game.
Yeah.
Lay out a berry, throw out a great ball,
or
ultra whatever master ball, whenever you're level 20, blah, blah, blah. I know there's a higher level Pokeball. What I'm saying is we actually use some sort of strategy to try to charm it and then catch it while a level 7 just whoop.
Yeah, and I've found myself previously in the game, like you'll be catching stuff, and I'll just use a regular Pokeball and get in on my first try. Like, even if it's a really high-level Pokemon, I can just throw a regular Pokeball, and then whoop, and it gets it. And I'm like, okay. So it seems like it doesn't, like, they're the exact same thing. Because I have not seen a single instance, and I've been playing the game a lot, and I haven't seen a single instance where it seems like the Great Ball catches a Pokemon better than a regular Pokeball, or the berries have actually worked, because things still run when I give them berries. So what's the point? It's like, yeah, I get it. It's like, oh, it lessens the chances of it running away, but it's still, I don't know. It just seems like it's just all kind of random, and then the items are kind of a gimmick. I don't know.
And we're getting just to the point where we're not really catching any new Pokemon. The reason why it's like, it's shit when something like that runs away is like, you know, that's the newest Pokemon.
Charmeleon, and we're not
going to
see that again.
Yeah, we're not going to see that again probably for a long time.
Weeks, months, I don't know.
And it's like, you know, we're at the point where we've got all the Pokemon in our area. We really have, honestly.
We're almost up to like 80 in our Pokedexes. So it's like,
and I know people have a lot of other Pokemon, but what I'm saying is like, we're getting to the point where like, when we play, we rarely see
anything new because the
not
area,
even new shadows.
Yeah,
I drive around a lot. I drive around to a lot of places around Los Angeles, including like, you know, Santa Monica area.
Yeah, so it's like, you know, we're kind of reaching this point where I think we're starting to really catch most of the we've caught most of the common to like mid rare Pokemon that are in the Los Angeles area. So it's like, you know, every time I open the app, what it does is, first of all, it has a 50% chance of just crashing on me every time I open it.
Yeah.
And then the other 50% of the time, it takes forever to load, and then it drains the hell out of my phone really fast and uses my data. So it's like, you know, if I'm not catching anything new, why am I going to keep playing if it's just going to crash and drain my battery? Yeah, but that's our little rant about Pokemon Go. Mainly, like, the biggest thing that pisses me off about it is that it was just a rushed game, and there's so many bugs with it that, you know.
You want to get into rants about gaming? Huh?
Oh, I don't know, man. But wait. Let me tell you something that's gonna piss you off real quick.
I was gonna mention okay.
Wait. Just one last thing about Pokemon Go.
Oh no. Yeah.
You know the Pokemon Go Plus?
What?
The little wrist thing.
Yeah.
They delayed it until September.
Come on.
Like, how hard is it to make? It was already like I've seen like why is it being delayed until September?
It's almost unnecessary.
It's just a little like piece of wearable technology. Like I feel like it's been done for months.
I don't think it's going to be like of too high quality either.
No, of course not. It's just going to be a little plastic gizmo that you wear, and then it'll blink and vibrate when there's a Pokemon nearby. But anyway, guys, that's just our rant about Pokemon Go.
Well, speaking of video game rants,
ooh,
what have we been playing quite a bit?
Oh, we have been, in the past week or so, Ryan and I have gotten ourselves hooked on a little Mario Kart.
Mario Kart 8 for the
Mario
Wii.
Kart!
Yeah. To be exact. I don't know, you were like, hey, let's just play some Mario Kart. So we just finally sat down and did it, because you've been asking for a few months, probably.
Yeah, I don't know, I was in our living room, and I looked at our small game collection, I was like, wait a second, I forgot we have Mario Kart. And we had our buddy come and visit, our buddy Christian, and we're like, hey, we have three people. Let's play some Mario Kart. And then we quickly fell into that hole of, you know, like when you pick up a game every few months and you just get sucked into it.
Yeah.
That. But you said you were going to go on a rant. What's this rant about Mario Kart?
I'm just, I don't know. Okay, one of the things, we played with Chris, right?
We did play with Chris. Oni.
Oni. And he hates the game. He says the steering is awful.
He bitches about it so much.
He bitches. I don't understand.
He's such a little bitch boy.
The steering feels fine. You just have to get used to it.
He's like,
it's not even like you have to get used to it because it's bad. It's just you have to learn how to drift and shit.
I've never played a driving game where the steering is this shit. It's like, Chris, what are you talking about, dude? It's Mario Kart. Like, no one complains about that. But it's funny because, like, he would consistently get, like, 10th, 11th place in Mario Kart, and then just sit there and complain the whole time. I love Chris, but it was
pretty
funny.
It took me a while to get used to the controls of Mario Kart, like the drifting. Like, it took a while to, like, be familiar 150cc on every map. Like,
well, he was comparing it to, like, Need for Speed and GTA and stuff, and it's like, well, you can't compare Mario Kart to those driving
games. GTA 4's driving was, like, panned as really bad. I remember because everything felt like you were driving a boat.
Yeah, well, he's like in other driving games, when I hit the when I turn, it turns instantly. Well, Mario Kart, you know, of course doesn't do that, because it doesn't do that in real life. But
there's
also
stats,
it's like,
to each kart.
It's the art of
and
drifting.
Each player,
you got to learn the art of drifting in Mario Kart.
The art of drifting and setting up a nice vehicle and player combination.
Yeah,
I mean, you got to get the wheels and the kart right, and the player, like whether it's a small, medium, large player, or they have the different carts, they have the, you know, the motorcycles and the cars, and they have so many different types of wheels, and also the gliding. Some of the gliders change stuff in the stats, and it's like, you know, I usually go for the Yoshi bike, the small red wheels, and the Zelda, like,
kite
thing.
The Helion kite.
Yeah, and I'm either Lemmy or Link. I just got into Link, actually.
Yeah, because we just bought the new DLC for Mario Kart 8, and it is fantastic. It's not really new DLC, it's old, but I usually, my go-to character has always been Yoshi, but ever since I bought the DLC, it's Isabelle from Animal Crossing, because I love Animal Crossing, and I like Isabelle's character design and colors, but, you know.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this, because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now, all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move.
your words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
I just could never get into Animal Crossing, dude.
I don't know why, dude.
Probably because it wasn't like, I didn't get into it when I was young. Is it like a big thing of it? Is it a nostalgia factor?
Yeah,
like...
I mean, that's a big factor for me at least. But I don't know, dude, just by itself. If I picked up Animal Crossing nowadays and I had never played it before, I mean, it might take a little bit for me to get into because it's a little different. But it's, I don't know, dude, it's therapeutic. It's very relaxing. It's very...
What was that other game that was similar to, like...
Harvest Moon?
It was Harvest Moon, but Harvest Moon's clone, because you were playing that for a little bit.
Oh, Stardew Valley?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, Stardew Valley was a really fun game. It kind of just disappeared out of nowhere, though. It was, like, it blew up and it was really popular, and then just...
When I talk to people that play the game, they always were like, yeah, it was just very relaxing. It's just, like...
Animal Crossing or Stardew Valley?
Stardew Valley.
Oh, it's super relaxing.
I know Animal Crossing's relaxing because I played on an airplane.
Yeah, well...
On my DS. That's the only time I played it. I just played it for, like 5 hours straight on my DS.
Yeah, well, Animal Crossing is one of those games. It's the type of game that you would pick it up for like 15 minutes a day. You just play it a little bit every day, check in, do some stuff, and then put it down and then come back to it the next day. But speaking of Stardew Valley, we actually, that was one of our first playthroughs on our channel that we actually ended up scrapping.
Yep.
Because of, that was back in the time we were first getting into recording games, and little Matt here wasn't very good at messing with recording settings and kind of goofed up like 3 episodes in a row. So
I remember some of the original jokes from that episode, and that's like months back.
It was it was actually pretty funny.
We had a lot of religious jokes because our character was Jesus.
Jesus H. Christ was our character, and we made him look like Jesus. And what was that? What was it, Jew Farm or something?
Yeah.
Because
he was the king of the Jews.
He was the king of the Jews, no doubt. But I wouldn't mind way in the future. I don't know. It's like there's that weird timing where it's like if we played Stardew Valley right now, it would just seem like we're playing it late. It's like this weird unspoken like timing rule where it's like you got to wait until it's like completely gone. And then
almost
it's like it's like you're bringing it back instead of just riding on it late. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
So I wouldn't be opposed to in the future doing a Stardew Valley playthrough. It's
well,
a really fun game.
A lot of like advanced games and GameCube games and PlayStation 2, you know, all the old console games, that's why they work so well is because they're so old. That's not like a popular thing.
Yeah.
To like, I mean, it is kind of a popular thing to play them, I guess, in the Let's Play community in a way, because even Jack started playing some.
Yeah.
He started playing Spyro, I believe.
It's a big nostalgia thing, too, because a lot of people have forgotten about those games. So it's like, then when they see someone else playing them, they're like, oh, I remember that game. So then they might go back and watch it. And it's also just this. There are so many video games out there.
There's so many games I want to go back to. And
me
I want
too.
To use this channel as like a portal, like to make me go back to those games. Cause if,
oh,
I'm just,
yeah, absolutely.
If I, like, I'm just normal everyday Ryan, I'm just like, oh, I could buy those games. Then I'd have to buy the setup for it. I'd have to probably search for the game or whatever. But it's like, if this is the job that I have tasked myself to do, then why not just fucking make that the excuse and just go out of my
way. And enjoy
like,
it and get the games you want to get.
I want to play like Destroy All Humans.
Yes.
I love that game, dude. I want to play Jaws Unleashed. I need to play, what's that N64 game? Snowboard Kids. That's a bit, sorry.
Snowboard
Kids. That's just,
yeah.
Snowboard Kids! It's such like a throwback to me and
we'll
my
play
cousin
all that
Connor.
Stuff.
We played Snowboard Kids so much. It was so much fucking fun, man. Do you have games like that? Like you go back and it just, you feel it. Like you were
in that time
and you're like, oh my God, it just feels good. You're like just sitting in just good times.
Yeah, well, that's actually how the original Animal Crossing for GameCube is, which I've seen a lot of people in the comments say they want us to play that. So maybe down the road we'll do like a slow burning playthrough of us building a little village in Animal Crossing for GameCube.
When you play Animal Crossing, what do you experience? What does it take you back to?
It takes me back to this weird phase when I was growing up. I don't know. It was this weird, really nostalgic comfort that I can't really put into words. It's not like anything else, but it's this strange nostalgia that when I hear the music, when I see the characters, when I start playing the game, I feel this like this very just pure happiness, I guess.
Yeah.
Because, well, it's a good game in my opinion, but mainly I feel that because of the emotions that it brought me, you know, back in the day when I first played it. And then, you know, I feel that stuff again. It's the same way with The Legend of Zelda Link's Awakening for Game Boy Color. That is a game that, you know, when I play it, it almost makes me want to cry. And that sounds really stupid, but it's like there are certain games in my life that when I play them, it makes me feel like I want to cry. Not like because I'm sad, but because it strikes this weird like nostalgia chord. That's like the type of nostalgia that just makes you like wish you could go back there. And you feel it again when you play those games.
I feel like it's almost like a sad thing because it's like I know for a fact I enjoyed games more when I was a kid. And I still love them. I love them right now. But I know like I had this other kind of amusement and adoration for them when I was younger. And I think because it's like it's all I did. It's like I would come home from school and I would play video games, or I played split screen video games with my friends. And when you're younger, you don't have all this shit that you've been through or shit that you know that you're going to have to go through because you're not so fucking cynical. And I just miss, like, back in the day, I just used to sit on my floor and, like, play War of the Monsters on my PlayStation 2 and just, like, be and, like, look at the character screen and be like, oh, that character looks cool. I want to unlock him, and looking up guides on, like, how do I get this character?
Oh, yeah.
And shit like that.
And,
when you used to want to work to get through the game instead of, like, I don't know. I've played a lot of games recently, single player, that just like it's a slog to get through. It's just cutscene after cutscene after like setup after setup, and it's just kind of boring after a while. And I don't know. When I was younger, games were also harder because I guess like I didn't think as I do now as an adult. Like I can think more strategically, if that makes sense.
Yeah. Well, that's also like why kids play games for so many hours, because they get stuck on something. They, you know, they really want to work through it.
Very stubborn.
I know, but. I think the biggest nostalgia thing about games for me is the music. Like when I hear the music from games that I used to love, it just takes me back, and it like, oh, it's crazy the way it feels. I love listening to music from games that I used to love. And like it's great when you really love music from a game. And that's one of the reasons I love Animal Crossing.
Yeah.
Because the music in Animal Crossing is fantastic. It is amazing. Same with Katamari Damacy. Katamari Damacy.
You've been playing the clicker game of that.
Not so much anymore. I kind of got bored of it. But okay. It's a cool little game you should check out. However, the music in Katamari Damacy, fucking fantastic. But like, I don't know. There's just something about video game music that is so like charming to me.
Well, that's why I love playing through Donkey Kong Country again. I love this. Oh, I love the soundtrack.
So
I love all the sound effects and everything. I just love the art style. Like, I played Donkey Kong Country 2, and I kind of ranted about you over my vacation of why I was like, oh, this is, I don't like things that they changed from the first one.
Yeah.
And I just have to go back to the first one, and it's, maybe if I played the second one when I was younger, I'd defend it more, but
the first one
is just so, just like, it's perfect to me.
But
like,
the second one is different from what you remembered. So, maybe if you did play it when you were younger, it would be different, but
the saves are still annoying. Like,
yeah.
Collecting the fucking tokens and shit, that's stupid, I don't like it.
I actually just bought Donkey Kong Country for the Game Boy Advance because I recently ordered an old Game Boy Advance online because I want to try to mess around with it, see if I can like paint it or add
a
backlight.
See if you can beat it.
Yeah, but I got a couple games. I got Donkey Kong. I got WarioWare Twisted, which is a fantastic Game Boy Advance game. Any WarioWare game is super fun.
I only played the one for the DS.
Oh, that's a really good one. The one for Wii is probably my favorite. WarioWare Smooth Moves.
Play that.
We should definitely play it. It's got really fun multiplayer. I remember the reason I got that game was because I had this Wii game way back in the day called Elebits, which I was like in love with. Really cool game. Another one of those nostalgic games for me. But my next door neighbor, who was a couple years older than me, was like, hey, can I borrow that game? I was like, yeah, sure. You can have it for a few days. And he drove away, and then he got into like a terrible car accident with the game in his car. And then later he was like, yeah, the game is gone after the car accident. And I was like, oh. What do you mean it's gone? He's like, it's just gone. I'm like, okay. So then he's like, here, I'll give you this really weird game in exchange. So then he gave me WarioWare, and I was like, what is this? So then I played it, and I was like, okay, I can deal with this. It's WarioWare.
I dig it.
That's a really weird reason why I got that game, but it is a super cool game. The whole WarioWare series.
I put the mini game. Games that I played a lot where I bought the Raving Rabbit games for the Wii.
I had that for Wii too, like the very first Raving Rabbits game.
I love playing with friends and shit. That was just really fun.
I love the whole Rayman series way back in the day, like Rayman.
There's the one
2?
For the N64, I think, that I
yeah.
played. Which was really fun and creepy. Everything like Polygonal was very creepy to me.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Hey, I'm Rory.
And I'm Maul.
And we're the hosts of the new Rory and Maul podcast.
That's right.
I know you're probably listening to a podcast that you actually like right now, and we just interrupted it with an ad.
That's all right. We're here.
And I appreciate if you didn't hit the 15-second skip button.
Listen to our show where we cover topics like music, movies,
yes,
TV shows, which we love to binge watch.
Of course. Just lifestyle stuff.
And give out crazy stories about our day-to-day lives.
Yeah.
Check us out on the new Rory Maul podcast. Listen to wherever you get your podcast and let us know how you're feeling about our show.
And once you're done listening to this podcast that you actually like, maybe you could check us out.
Yeah, that's why the 3D Legend of Zelda games were kind of creepy. Like the moon in Majora's Mask is terrifying because the less detail in it kind of makes it creepier than, like, you know, when they redesigned Majora's Mask for the 3DS.
Yeah.
I feel like the moon lost a little bit of its creepiness because some of the creepiness came from that just kind of like low frame rate, polygonal, just like creepy face staring at you. Did you ever play Majora's Mask?
I always watched my cousin play it. I usually just watched him play games. I watched him play Luigi's Mansion. And when I talk about because he always had the Super Nintendo or, like, the GameCube before I did. Or, like, I would get it, but...
Smug little bastard.
Yeah. Or, like, the thing is, maybe I got him before him. I think I actually got him before him, but, like, he got all the right games. And I was always, like, looking for cool games to buy. And I just never found the right one. And then I watched him play it, and it was, like, weird. I guess it's why people enjoy Let's Plays. It was cool just to, like, sit back, relax, and watch him complete it because I knew he was going to beat it. I didn't know what I would be doing in the game. But if he was in the middle of it, I'm like, oh, this is – I want to watch you beat this boss because he described bosses to me. And I just ask him to, like, beat bosses, and I know I probably wouldn't be able to do it because I didn't play the game before. He's like, yeah, I know how to beat this boss. And he'd do it, and I'd be like, whoa, that's so cool because I got to see something that I probably wouldn't have had the time or patience to do myself. And I would just get to see him do it. And I think I really, really fucking enjoyed, like, kind of bonding in that sense, in that way with him. And then, of course, split screen came in when, Halo and all that started becoming popular.
And it was like, whoa.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of, like, what my first game was. Do you know what your first game was?
My first video game of all time?
Yeah.
Oh, it's definitely Pokemon. Definitely Pokemon. Yeah. My first, I'm trying to decide whether it was Pokemon or the arcade system at the YMCA that had Super Mario, the original Super Mario Brothers on it.
There's a place in Santa Monica that has, like, an original Super Mario Bros.
You said that recently.
I did. Yeah, but it's pretty cool. It's like, the picture on the side is actually, like, hand painted. So, but yeah, my sister had a Game Boy Color when I was young, and I used to play on that. So I don't know if that counts as, like, my first game, but it would be Pokemon Crystal, I think. No, Pokemon Silver, not Crystal. Yeah, Pokemon Silver. And then, oh my god, dude. When I was a little kid, my dad got a computer for the house, and there was this game called Bugdom.
Wow.
Have you ever heard of that?
Oh, never mind. Now I think I know my first game, now that you mentioned the computer.
Yeah, I wasn't thinking about that. It was definitely this game called Bugdom for me, which is this really, like, I don't know, it's really cheap 3D game where you played as like a roly-poly in this massive, like, bug kingdom, and you have to go save the princess or one of those typical game things, but it was really fun.
Yeah, one of my first games was the Windows pinball game.
Oh.
I want to play that. Is there a site where I can play that?
Yeah, let's do a Let's Play of that, of the fucking Windows
pinball
game. I
love the sound effects. It's like, it just, yeah, I'm like, oh, I love it.
Oh, dude, what about, did you ever play Math Blaster?
Was that this thing that they gave up for school?
I think some, but it was like, Yeah, I think so. No, the one they gave out at school, that was Clue Finders. Did you ever play Clue Finders?
Yeah.
Where it was like, it had like the little floating like computer thing, and it was
like
a team
of
kids.
They weren't fun. I was like,
dude,
oh,
I loved
cool
them.
Video games. They weren't fun. I didn't want to solve puzzles. I wanted to just have
them.
Fun and do shit.
And I had, what other like of those computer games? I had Reader Rabbit. I had
I remember Reader Rabbit.
There was one Reader Rabbit game that's really nostalgic to me.
I didn't mind Reader Rabbit. Rabbit was all right.
I can't find it though. I've searched so far and wide to try to find this game. Maybe you guys can help me. It was like, basically, it was like a bunch of different levels or different like rooms, and each one was for a different letter of the alphabet, and it had different things of that letter you could click on. But it was so nostalgic to me. And then there was something.
There would be an apple in A.
Yeah, and I remember G had grapes, and they were like on a tree, and you click it, and he would like eat one, and be like grapes.
A picture of your mom you gloss over. It's just called Anal Ann.
God damn it, Ryan.
Yeah, just meant like she's very anal.
Why is that an adjective? Like, why is that like a commonly used adjective? Like, ah, you're so anal. It's like you'd think like in this day and age when that word is such a commonly used word and that negative connotation that people wouldn't use it at all. Like, it'd be a very like, you know.
Did anal come first before anal?
Yes. Anal as in ass came first because it's a part of the body.
So anal came first. Okay. Yeah.
I feel like the word anal, the adjective, is supposed to be not pronounced the same as like anus, like that one. I think it should be like anal or something.
You're
but people
so
just
anal.
But I feel like people
anal.
Just
I think it's pronounced anal.
Is it?
Because you have
know.
Some like you know the phrase is like what's he have a stick up his ass or whatever they say.
Oh wait, maybe is it literally the exact same word, like it means the same thing.
Yeah, maybe.
No, but I hear it in like professional context.
You have
though.
A stick up your ass, you anal fucker.
That's my new username, Anal Fucker.
The Anal Fucker.
That's me, the just, Anal Fucker.
Your high school AOL username, just fucking Matt the Anal Fucker, 90, what, 5?
96, actually. And then right now the people listening are like, oh, I was born in 96, he's my age.
Oh, the 14-year-old.
Hold on a second, Ryan. Can we talk about Chris Chan?
No, oh God, it makes me cringe. I don't want to think about that shit, dude. It's so
Can we just talk about it a little bit? Can we address it?
Oh, man, you can. It just makes me uncomfortable.
All right, so I don't, some of
dude,
you.
Are we going to talk about what the thing?
I'll briefly go into it, just
why?
A little bit.
Nobody wants to hear this shit. It's disgusting.
Are you sure?
It's if you think that people would want to hear you
well, Ryan,
talk about
because,
Chris Chan's endeavors.
No, wait, don't.
Endeavors.
Okay.
His gooch endeavors.
Yeah.
Then sure.
Ryan, you know that now because you've prefaced it like that, everyone's like, I gotta hear it.
They can go read about it.
Well, then they're gonna look it up and then they're gonna go see the pictures.
Well, you can
I'm
get,
trying to
you
save
can
them
get
from
Eternal
that.
Eclipse or whatever his name to make a fucking like ASMR video about it. What's his
Ephemeral
name?
Ephemeral Rift?
Yeah, him. Eternal Eclipse.
Close
same
enough.
Thing.
Yeah, but like so basically, there's a guy named Chris Chan. He makes like
and
Sonic.
His family on vacation to the 20s. Sorry.
Oh, fuck.
Uh-oh.
Oh, sorry. Guy named Chris Chan, a little bit of a special dude. He makes Sonic stuff, but basically recently he got a piercing in his gooch. For those of you who don't know what a gooch is, for some reason, it's the space between your balls and your asshole. He got a piercing there because he said that it's where his clit would be if he were a girl, and he wants to like feed his lesbian soul because he believes he's a lesbian trapped in a man's body. So, you know, long story short, he gets this piercing and then unpierces it and then re-pierces it or something like that. Well, of course, you know, this thing becomes like a disgusting gash and becomes infected and like heals itself. So it's like this really gross like wound. So what does he think? He thinks that he's growing a vagina. He thinks that it's his lesbian soul inside of him, like growing a vagina. And he thinks because he watched some like high frequency videos, it like made his body grow a vagina through like subliminal messaging or something. So basically, that's where it is now. He's posting pictures of it on Facebook and stuff. And basically, it's gonna get really fucking infected.
Why are you so interested in this shit?
It's funny to me, dude.
Why is it funny? It's just gross and stupid.
Because this dude is literally like, what is wrong with him? Why, like,
he's just dumb.
I know, but he's gonna
end
die.
Of story.
He's going to die because it's going to get infected, and he refuses to get medical help. So he's
people
a dumbass.
People die all the time.
But he's gonna
just
die because
he's
he thinks
being
he has
weird
a vagina.
About it. Just because he's being weird about it. We're going to give him a round of applause. Send
round
off.
Of applause for your vagina, Chris. Anyway, let's. That's all you guys need to know about Chris Chan. Go look up pictures of his.
That's all they need to know. That's pretty much everything about him. That's well, all he wants to be known for.
His vagina, which is really just a massive gash in his gooch.
Yeah. God. Ew.
That sounds like a band, like Gooch Gash.
Oh, God damn it.
Okay, well, what do you want to talk about? Let's move on.
No, just. Sorry, I'm like.
Visibly distraught. You're rubbing your eyes. You're just like. I see
I
it in your
picture
face.
It. It's just
you wanted to see the picture.
I know. Well, I showed you at first. I did it. I'm like, okay, go ahead and show me. And you showed me. I'm like, ew.
Yeah, it's fucking gross.
Because it's just a wound that needs to be healed.
I don't know. It kind of does look like a vagina a little bit.
No,
a little bit. Chris, Oni agreed.
Like open wounds.
Yeah, like dog mouths. Like, have you ever seen the side of like a dog's mouth?
Yeah, I own a dog, Matt.
Have you ever looked at his mouth?
I've looked at my dog's mouth.
Have you ever thought that that looks like a vagina?
My penis never thought that because I've never been aroused by
it. I'm not talking about being aroused. I'm talking about your conscious mind was like, huh, that has a striking resemblance to female genitalia.
Some dog gums are like blackish too. Why would that remind
Some vaginas are blackish.
Like a dog's mouth. Dude, I don't know. It's from like pink, like it just like has a little design, like it's like a wavy design of black.
Dogs have weird fucking lips and gums, though. Dogs don't have lips. I'm sorry. Dogs have weird gums, though.
Oh, yeah. It's
like,
weird.
Like the ridges and stuff? Yeah. It psychs me out when I say I don't like it. It's like, ugh, get that away from me.
Just if Lego wanted to, he could rip out my throat while I was asleep.
Yeah, and I feel like Banana could, honestly. I'm laying in bed. He could sink his teeth into my neck and probably do a little bit of damage. I don't know if he could kill me, but he could do some damage. You know, if Banana were like 4 times bigger, he'd fucking kill us both.
Yeah. He would, because he's a fucking cat, and he's not domesticated.
He's domesticated, just not, you know, it's not deep down in his DNA like it is for Lego. You know, Banana would fucking tear us to shreds and eat us if... But he's so sweet!
That's like putting, like, a fucking great white shark in a little, like, shrinking it and putting it in a fish tank and going, it's domesticated, because I can own it, and it can't kill me.
No, but Banana...
Because it's not big enough to murder me.
Dude, when he's
if
not...
If Banana was... It doesn't matter. Any cat... If it was big, is going to murder someone.
Yeah, that
unless they're trained, which Banana isn't trained.
Well, he's so sweet though. When it's at nighttime, okay, I'll climb into bed, and then usually like 30 seconds of me climbing bed, he'll climb up on my bed. And last night, he laid on his back. I was basically spooning him, and he's laying on his back with all his paws out in the air, and he was just laying on his back purring, and he was so sweet. And it's like, how could he ever kill anything? But then I know if he were the size of a tiger, he would destroy me.
He'd kill. Like, there's this video that I sent you of this, like, woman being dragged off
in China
by
a tiger. I was just minding my business in my room. It was like 1 a.m. and I get a text from Ryan. It's a YouTube link and I click it and just a woman being killed by a tiger. I'm like, all right.
I just thought it was interesting. I don't know. I'm morbidly intrigued by shit like that because
I think everyone is
it dragged her off so quickly.
And yeah, it's powerful.
It's such a powerful, strong animal. And like we think humans are the top of a food chain, but exit your car and you're toast.
Yeah, it's we're not the top of the food chain. We just have established a
dominance over every other fucking species.
Yeah, so, you know, because of modern-day technology, we're the top of the food chain. But, you know, if we were out in the wild, we'd be dead pretty quick. I don't know. I think everyone has a morbid curiosity to an extent. Some people – I feel like guys have it more than others. So, I don't know. Susie has a pretty morbid curiosity.
Yeah.
You know,
everyone does.
Everyone.
I really feel like everyone has that I mean, that's why there's traffic sometimes when there's a car accident and
people
look
slow down
over.
And they want to look at it. Yeah. They want to see if there's gore or anything. And it's like.
And then they may not be like, I want to see if they're okay or I just wanted to see what's going on. I want to see exactly. No, I mean.
You're drawn to the.
If it's a bigger crash, you're more like, it sounds weird, but if it's a bigger crash, it feels like it's like, oh, wow. Like, I waited for this type of thing.
Yeah, no.
If it's like a Fenderman, you're like, oh, people are. Pulling over and slowing down for this
exactly,
shit.
You know?
It's like, but like if someone dies and it's like, oh no, like that changes the story.
Because, you know, people want to see what they don't want to see in a way. It's that weird, like, it's that strange attraction to death because it's so unknown and so like disturbing and stuff.
Death is fucking scary, dude.
Yeah, it's terrifying, but you can't.
I'm awake at night sometimes just thinking about it and I'm scared.
You can't be afraid of it though. I mean, easier said than done, but. It's like,
We could walk out to the parking lot tonight and someone just, pop in the back of my head. I wouldn't know.
No, you wouldn't. I probably would. I'd be like, oh shit, Ryan just got shot and then I get shot too.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's like we could fucking.
Oh, I just shit myself. Sorry. Shit.
Yeah, but Ryan just shit himself a little bit, but
sorry.
But back to the death talk. You know, it's like, I mean, I'd lie if I said I wasn't afraid of death, but I mean, everyone's afraid of death to an extent.
I don't let it control. You know, it doesn't control my actions.
I know someone,
but
that,
I do have regular safety. Like, I'm not gonna.
Oh yeah, of course. Yeah, yeah. No one's gonna be like, yeah, I'm not scared of death at all. I'm gonna eat this cyanide pill. Cause, you know, I don't give a shit about death. I'm gonna stand on top of this moving car. I'm gonna jump in front of this train, just see what it feels like. But it's like, I don't know. It's that it's like everyone has a weird curiosity. That's why subreddits exist. Like, watch people die in morbid reality.
Yeah, morbid reality. I definitely have been watching a lot of watch people. Like, man, people.
It sounds weird saying
people
that.
People are gonna go to these subreddits.
Okay, if you don't want to watch people die, yeah, don't go to like a subreddit
disclaimer.
Called Watch People Die.
It's fucked up.
Yeah.
Like, and that's advertising it more. Like, if I was young and listening to this, I'd want to see it.
No, when I was young, it's weird because, you know,
when we were young, the more like sexually disgusting stuff was popular, like Two Girls, One Cup and well, Two Guys in a Sandbox.
Oh, yeah. Two Kids in a Sandbox. That's
whatever.
Good shit.
It's
but
disgusting.
It's weird. You know, when I was in middle school, you know, like when you start to see more of like how the world really is, I don't know. It was weird because like at a young age, of course, I have the internet all to myself. So, you know, you get curious and you look things up. And like, of course, at a young age, when I'm in like. When I'm like 13, of course, like one of the things I looked up was, you know, I feel like a lot of kids do this. They look up, you know, gore, that kind of thing,
yeah.
because you're curious about it. And I remember it like fucked me up after I saw some. But like, I don't know. It's that weird like, huh, it's interesting.
Well, today,
not in like an attractive way,
yeah.
Of course, not like in a sexual way, but yeah. it's like a weird like.
It's like this shit happens. It's just kind of like it's a difference between
it's reality.
Well, yeah, exactly. As it was, it's the difference between hearing 40 dead in mass shooting just this week,
hearing it on the news,
and then hearing it on the news, and you're like, oh my god, that's terrible. But like, I don't know. When I go and search this stuff, and I see the world for what it is, and like all the violence and shit that happens, it just. Makes me it's just like okay, I actually understand what's going on now. I actually understand how fucking brutal it is, and like it's not like this kind of like I'm not like oh no, another shoot, oh no, violence. Whenever it happens in the media, of course I'm affected and I think it's terrible, but I'm not surprised by anything that happens anymore. I'm not in the least. I've seen too much and I've heard too much.
It's just there's been a massive spike in the number of. You know, like mass murders recently, like well, in 2016.
Yeah. Well, like even history proves us right. Even in our lifetime with 9/11, bring that up. Yay, yay. Hello, George W. Bush. Ha ha. Jokes.
Illuminati.
But that's a big fucking event that happened in our lifetime.
Yeah.
And I feel like since that happened in my lifetime, it's going to be hard for something else to trumpet except for the beginning of Trump.
Yeah, I was just about to make that joke.
I was just saying that because of wordplay, but for some reason I thought is it weird that when I thought of Trump's name, World War III also entered my head?
No, because of the fucking shit he says. It's not weird at all. Someone like no one's gonna be offended. Like, oh, you.
Dude, Donald Trump's a goofy fucking man, dude.
He's such a stupid cunt.
He's such a goofy dude.
Like, I hope he becomes president just so I can say on this podcast, like, if he's our future president, he's a cunt, dude.
Dude, he's so fucking goofy.
He's an idiot.
I can't get over it. I'm so interested by him. I'm so interested by this whole campaign.
And that's why he's in the fucking lead in the polls. Because everyone's like, he gets so much media time and he's like a train wreck. And people, dude, bringing it full circle. Back to the fucking, like, people are intrigued by, like, morbid shit. People like watching train wrecks. People like watching bad shit happen.
Well, it's
people like watching
TV.
Donald Trump, yeah.
There's a thing on YouTube, I think it's a video that explains it. He's, like, doing what reality TV does. And he's,
people
like, going in the same kind of, like, waveform, that big reaction, small reaction, all that type of shit.
Yeah,
when it comes to the shows.
And you know, the media is like, oh, this is perfect. You know, how many views and everything we're gonna get if we, you know, we headline what Donald Trump said. He said this ridiculous thing about Mexicans. Let's headline it. 1 million views. Everyone's gonna be watching our news network. And they keep doing that and it feeds into this massive just cycle. And then next thing you know, he's leading in the polls because there's a lot of stupid people out there. And then all that exposure of Donald Trump gets to all those stupid people. Thing you know, we got Donald Trump leading our country. That it can't happen, Ryan. It can't.
It's going to happen. Well, it's likely.
It's possible.
And I honestly, like, I don't know. I've read up on a lot on both candidates. And I don't want to give, like, I'm not going to say which one I'd rather have. I'm just going to say either side I look at is not enjoyable.
They're both fucked.
It's not enjoyable. It's not a good experience. I don't I don't know. I'm not proud.
Everyone's like,
I'm not proud of the way things have turned out.
You got to pick one. It's like, no, I don't. I just fucking hate them both. So I don't have to pick either one. It's like, I'm not, you know, my voice on politics and my opinions on politics and even my vote. It's not, I'm not discouraging anyone from voting. I think everyone should vote. I'm just saying that me, it's not going to make a difference. So I'm not, people are like, oh, well, you're not voting. You're part of the problem. It's like, I'm just not going to get involved because, you know, it's not worth my time. It's a whole publicity stunt. It's all stupid shit. And it's like, I'm not going to make a difference.
I'm not in the place to help either.
Yeah, exactly. Side, so honestly. It's like,
It's not like you can choose the worst, the best of the lesser
of two evils.
Yeah.
As they say.
And it's just, and I'm not even going to say, I don't know. There are other candidates, of course, in this term that, I mean, this has been a very entertaining, eventful.
Oh, this has been the race. Most entertaining election I've ever been alive to witness.
It provided so much entertainment.
I hope they're all like this.
Until it became so fucking real and scary. We were all laughing, and now it's just kind of like, it's almost like I'm testing you in the car. Like, I'm like, oh, am I going to break, Matt? Am I going to break? And now it's getting exciting. We're way too close to the edge of a cliff now for you to feel comfortable.
And I'm like, uh-oh, well, Ryan, you probably should have braked by now.
Yeah,
and I say that as we're fucking in midair going off the cliff. Like, you should have braked by now.
Yeah.
It was exciting at first. Like, oh, is it going to break? Oh, of course it's going to. Oh, fuck.
Part of me feels like, I wonder if this is just what politics always was. And now that we're
old enough to see it.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe.
It's just a busy contest.
It is. But I think that this election will go down in history. Because I think that this election.
Either way, you're getting a big goofy fuck as a president or the first woman president. It's going to make history either way.
South Park.
Big goofy Donald Trump.
Well, this is what we can be sure of. No matter which one of those candidates becomes president, it's going to suck. But then, you know, they're never going to get elected for a second term. Neither one of them will get elected for a second term. People are going to be listening to this in like 4 years and be like, he's getting elected for a second term.
I know.
No, but like,
Trump's going to be celebrating at the DNC next year. He's going to take over the fucking left.
Yeah, but it's like, no matter which one we pick, it's going to suck for 4 years. But then after that, it's going to be this amazing, probably like growth where it's like, oh, they're gone. And now we have a new candidate and America is just on the upward rise now.
That's when a Hitler type comes
into place. A dictator can come in.
Yeah, that's where he's going to like, oh, anyone besides those two. And then we're just going to get fucking Hitler who faked his death and has been hiding out in South America.
He's still alive, actually.
Yeah. So if you're out there, Hitler,
he's actually probably a big fan. He commented on one of our videos. No joke.
Yeah.
Well, there was a user named Hitler. So, I mean, if he's a big fan, if you're a fan of Super Megacast,
Adolf,
thank you, sir.
Stop it.
Adolf.
You know this is getting you into trouble.
Ooh.
Adolf, they're tapping into
Adolf.
Your fucking... He's coming, dude.
Send us a message, though, for real. DM us. But we have some ideas. However, did you see the Eric Andre at the Republican National Convention video?
Such a clusterfuck of entertainment.
I love Eric Andre. He's like
that,
my favorite
That's the
comedian.
Perfect way to kind of describe his comedy. Just a clusterfuck of entertainment.
Yeah, he just goes to the Republican National Convention and he just basically trolls people. He'll get a whole bunch of things in his arms and then just like walk and just trip. Or he'll just like go pee outside the building. And there's this guy named Alex Jones who runs InfoWars, which is a really crazy
InfoWars.
It's a crazy fucking website. But Eric Andre like went to the InfoWars rally and he like was in the audience holding up a microphone on like a 10-foot pole, like, I want an interview with Alex.
Yeah.
And like there's like guys with Don't Tread on Me flags like fighting his like microphone with it. And then Alex Jones sees him and he's like, bring the guy from The Daily Show up here. Bring him up because he thinks he's Trevor Noah. And he brings Eric Andre on stage and he's like,
does he really think he's
yeah.
Trevor Noah?
And he starts talking to him about The Daily Show and he's like, I'm not on The Daily Show, but I want you to have sex with my wife.
I'm serious. Here's my hotel key. I want you to fuck my wife.
Yeah, on stage and like all these Trump supporters are like booing and they're wearing shirts that say like Trump's militia and stuff. Because those people fucking exist, dude. And it makes me sad. Like, you are entitled to whatever opinion you have, but some opinions are just fucked up.
Just weird.
Yeah.
I don't know. Sometimes I think I'm the crazy one, because it seems like the majority are voting.
Trump.
The majority, that's how, Trump is the head. Hillary's the head. Like, this is what it is. This is
you
what
know,
it
to
is.
To a lot
this
of people, we are the crazy ones.
What?
To a lot of people, we are the crazy ones. We're the wrong ones. And, you know, to us, they're the wrong ones. But to them, we're the wrong ones.
But doesn't that make us, if more people, if this is a true democracy, then aren't we the wrong ones in this argument?
But Ryan, we don't need to open this can of worms, but America's not a true democracy.
It's not a true democracy.
But I don't think either one of them actually got where they are from votes.
That's college conversation.
Yeah.
Dude. That's just cringy conversation.
You'd have that one out in the quad.
Yeah.
You debate some Christians out in the quad.
Over in the shoe.
The horseshoe. Yeah. At USC. God, I miss USC a lot.
I went there for a year. You went there for a year.
I did, and so did you. I loved USC. We're talking about University of South Carolina.
I went there for a year. You went for the you. I said something, then you repeated it back to me.
I know. Because I couldn't think of what to say. That I was like, I did. Yeah,
anyways,
I did go to college.
What were you
for
saying?
A year? Yeah, but
you're saying something stupid, I'm sure.
Okay, guys. Well, that is about all the time we got for this episode of Super Mega Cast. Just to reiterate, Super Mega Cast is now on iTunes and Google Play Music. And what we're going to do is we're putting the podcast on YouTube every Thursday, and then it's going to drop on iTunes every Saturday.
Yep.
you gotta listen to it on YouTube if you want it early. Otherwise, just wait until it comes out on iTunes or Google Play on Saturdays.
Selfish little gremlins that want your money.
We want your money.
Even though it's not your money, it's advertisers' money.
We're not
money.
Stealing anyone's money but big corporations. So.
Unless you're with YouTube Red, then thanks for your hard-earned cash.
Help us steal corporations' monies by watching our podcast on YouTube. Anyway, guys, thank you so much for listening. Fun little podcast, and we'll see you next week. Bye-bye.
Buttholes are scary as fuck.
What?
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.